Over the last month, you've probably heard a great deal of explanations and preaching about the great lessons and profound depth and intricate wisdom, all pertinent and to describe the building and construction of the Mishkan. Scholars and speakers alike will try their hand at Kabbalah to simply bring out the simple lessons of the Mishkan. For its depth, its meaning, can be hidden, and it can take a couple different licks to get to the depth and inside of the Tootsie Pop. The Mishkan is something so sacred, the tapestry so divine. And the truth is, the lessons from the Nefesh HaChaim to Rav Moshe Cordovero to the Rambam and Pirkei HaHatzlacha, they all have different approaches as to what the hidden symbolism is that we should pick up on when we study the layout of the Mishkan. And all of this leads us to an unexpected, unforeseen conclusion in an entirely different area. Because we are told that while building the Mishkan is of the utmost importance, but the work on the Mishkan, it should cease. The Mishkan and its erection should bend the knee when Shabbos should arrive. You may have thought that the Mishkan building should override Shabbos, but no. Shabbos would seem at a certain level to be more of prime importance, more timely, that Shabbos trumps over the building of the Mishkan. And this should remind us, very frankly, that while Shabbos may have lost its sparkle and grandeur because of our overexposure to it, after all, we meet it every couple days, once a week, but it seems in a certain way to be more special, more powerful in a way, and even building of the Mishkan. And if we've heard all about the Mishkan and all the deep lessons, well, now let us also notice the importance and the gravity of keeping Shabbos, of the holiness of Shabbos. And if Shabbos has become plain in some way, consider being a Toreach a little bit more, showing more preparation for Shabbos, for that will help you to enjoy and bask in the holiness of Shabbos. Practically consider being present Friday night by having a coffee on Erev Shabbos to have some energy. Learn the Parsha so that the Baal Koreh and his words that leave his lips are more, they leave more of an impact on you. Consider having a certain limud, something that you learn about, the mitzvos of the weekly Parsha. Set the table on Wednesday night to look forward to this great mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. So while, yes, we are now wrapping up the Torah about the Mishkan, but it is crucial to remember that as important the Mishkan is, it still cannot be built on the holy day of cessation, on the day of Shabbos. Let us regain that excitement for the holy day of Shabbos Kodesh.